Cheyenne sage, girl, you're my everything, and I'd give anything to hold you in my arms. Sweet Cheyenne sage, oh girl, it won't be long till I'll be driving this herd home, and with you I'm gonna stay. Sweet Cheyenne sage,
all right, there you go. Corey Leon Johnson this morning here at the Music Ranch. It's 10:37, 74 degrees, and it is going to be hotter than a bank robber's pistol shooting uphill here today. And, man, speaking of hot, we get some hot songwriters, singer-songwriters in the studio. And, man, we got James Dean Hicks. We got Anthony Smith. We got Tony Lane. And over in the corner, we got Corey Leon Johnson. He's over there holding down the air conditioner. Costas is not around yet.
He's on his way.
Costas is always on his way.
He was in Columbus when I spoke with him.
All right, so who wants to go first? Who's our first victim?
I don't care.
James, we've had you on before, so we can we could torture you a little bit, can't we?
Let me get up in close to this.
Say what?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
You mean the venom?
Yeah, that's not gonna stay up that there.
Tighten her up, Corey.
Where?
I'm afraid right if there. I tighten this up anymore.
No, right in the elbow there.
Yeah, I know.
Remember, that's good.
It strips.
Okay. He might have to scoot in.
I can make this work. Can you hear me now?
I could hear you now.
Probably bend it up to face up a little more.
I tried that. It didn't work.
Okay.
Let's do this.
You know, it's always a technical thing.
Well, at least something is praying about it.
Take the headphones off out there. Make it less weight and everything.
Oh, now Anthony's an engineer.
Well, Anthony probably is an engineer, you know. So.
Yeah, I did think that part was kind of weird.
So you guys are in town for the world-famous Red Lodge Songwriter Festival, which is happening starting tonight. Exactly.
The first annual.
So we're trying to kick this thing off, and hopefully it'll grow into something huge.
Yeah, huge.
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 It's going to grow into something huge, that's for sure. So tonight, you guys are going to be at the... Is there still tickets available?
Yes.
All right, so there's
not
still...
Not very many, though. You better hurry.
It's filling up fast. So there's still tickets, some tickets available, and you can get those at RedLodgeSongwriterFest.com. Or you can go into Pilot Peak Music right downtown and, get your tickets there. Where else, Corey? There is a
Chamber of Commerce.
That's it. You get your tickets at Chamber of Commerce.
Rocky Mountain Market.
Rocky Mountain Market and Pilot Peak are the same. Yeah, you can get them there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, get them quick because that's all starting tonight.
And if you run into me on the street, I've got some.
That's right.
Some in my truck.
Corey's going to be packing. So if you run into him on the street, you can't miss him.
He'll have tickets too, but you know, hey.
Big, tall, gray-haired Oki, you'll be able to recognize him because he's got a pinball machine on his back and it's tilted, so you can't miss it. So, all right, so James,
yes, sir.
How have you been?
I've been awesome, man. Just been living the dream. You know, hanging out on the farm with the animals, critters.
And I heard not only that, but also a rattlesnake.
Yeah, I made good friends with the rattlesnake. We got up close and personal a little more than I wanted to. Yeah, so I got. I'm one of the only people you probably know that's ever been bitten by a rattlesnake and lived to play guitar again.
Now, is it true that you got to put an X and suck the venom out?
I did. That's what I did. First thing I did after I got bitten, I was on my way from the four wheeler in the back of the farm to the front, going, I'm probably going to die. Seen too many gun smoke. So the first thing I did was suck the venom out. Second thing I did is when somebody was taking me to the emergency room driving me, I stuck my finger in some ice water. As soon as I got there, I said, well, here's what I've done so far. I've sucked the venom out and I put my finger in ice water. They said, well, those are the two worst things you can do for a snake bite. Well, there you go. I'm two for two.
So don't ever suck the venom, and for God's sake, don't put it in ice water. Yeah, so well, you know, you're looking pretty healthy for a guy with an acute case of snake bite.
Well, for a man my height and weight, I'm doing really well.
You know, Corey and I have had a little snake bite a couple of times, but didn't have anything to do with a rattler. I didn't know you had rattlesnakes back there.
We have tons of timber rattlers. And copperheads. And water moccasins. Wow. Those are our poisonous guys.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Things to avoid.
Well, I'll tell you, get her rolling. Why don't you do a song for us?
I will, okay. So I'm playing guitar a little wounded here, so but I'll do my best. This is a song I wrote that Conway Twitty recorded, and 16 years later, Blake Shelton had another hit on it.
Well, it's your life, and you say you need a change. Don't all the dreams we've seen come true mean anything? You say it's different now, and you keep staring at the door. How can you walk away? Don't I matter anymore? If being free is worth what you leave behind, and if it's too and it's goodbye time. If we hadn't known our love would come to this, we could have saved wasted years. Well, it's been fun. Oh, what else can I say? If the feeling's gone, words won't stop you anyway. Goodbye time. Goodbye, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. No kidding. Well, it didn't. That snake bite didn't affect your voice any, my
friend.
That's or your guitar playing, I might just say, you know. I mean, that's crazy good, man. That's some good stuff.
Thank you, thank you.
And man, that's just a tidbit of what you're going to hear this weekend. And it's minute, so minute.
We're going to dust off the hits for you guys.
All right, man. That's great. Well, you know, James, and we got Tony. Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
And how's life been treating you, Tony? Come on now.
Great, beautiful weather out here.
We took a long flight yesterday out of Nashville, but it's gorgeous out here. I love it.
You like Montana?
I love it. I haven't been here in about 8 or 9 years. I used to go up, I used to fly into Billings every once in a while and go up to the Assiniboine Reservation. Did a couple concerts up there many years ago.
Oh, I'll be doing 12, 13. Yeah. Well, you know, Red Lodge in Montana is kind of addictive. I don't know why, but it's. I came here 63 years ago, and I haven't left yet.
You fell out.
I can see why.
I fell out right here. Fell out right here, Red Lodge, Montana. Born and raised right here. Thrown out of this high school in 1971.
If we can talk to y'all, we can teach you, boy. Get out.
Well, Tony, tell us just a, tell us just a little bit about, you've been at this a long time.
Yeah, I came, I'm kind of a late bloomer. I moved to Nashville when I was 35, 36. I didn't know there was such thing as writing songs. I moved out of Texas. I used to just be more of a barroom singer out there. And moved to Nashville and, I don't know, started writing songs.
That's, you know what?
That's my story.
And it's a good one. All right. Why don't you sing us one of those?
I'm having to use James' guitar. He's in a certain tuning. And I'm going to... You're in open D, right? We'll try this one out. You and your Sunday mornings, me and my Saturday nights, you and all your colors, me and my black and whites, you and your lace and cotton, up against my whiskey skin, saving me the way you always do again. 'Cause I'm hell way up here on a high wire, and you're the hallelujah kind. I'm the dust that spins in a gust of wind that's blowing by. I'm a desert dry, and in my thirsty eyes, you look like rain. You look like rain. You and your stained glass window, me and my cracked windshield, you and your quiet beauty, me and my can't sit still. 'Cause I'm hell way up here on a high wire, you're the hallelujah kind. I'm the dust that spins in a gust of wind that's blowing by. I'm a desert dry, but in my thirsty eyes, you look like a rain. You look like a rain. You look like a rain. And you look like a rain. Thank you.
Oh, that was another great song. Of course, they're all great songs, you know.
You know, believe it or not, what is today? Wednesday, Thursday?
Today is Thursday.
Believe it or not, Luke Bryan was in the studio Tuesday and just cut that song.
Awesome.
No kidding.
Good for you.
So, name dropper.
Luke, oh, well, you asked me. I wanted to.
Drinks are on Tony tonight. Hey, we have a
button. Oh, man, you should have never said that, Tony.
That's how we roll. Yeah.
All right. Well, man, that's awesome. You guys are, you know, and you guys are a ton of fun, too. That's the main thing, isn't it? Isn't it great to be able
mostly
to...
Mostly we have fun, yeah.
We're just turning on the charm for you. We're just real boring and sad.
I don't believe that. I mean, from a guy that just got snake bit, I'm not buying that.
Some people would say I've been snake bit my whole life.
All right, hiding over there in the corner. That's right. Anthony Smith.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm doing just mighty fine.
You know what I just discovered the other day? That you use the same drummer as Charlie Daniels.
I do. Pat McDonald is one of the best on earth, and
man,
it's
I
always
agree with
a
that.
Pleasure.
Yeah, he I just watched a thing with Charlie the other day, and I realized that, man, that guy is just a monster drummer.
Monster drummer.
Yeah. So tell me, Anthony, do you have any rock background?
You know, I do. I got a little of everything. I love all music, bits and pieces of everything, you know. So, I mean, obviously, I go around touring, playing country music for a living. But I got some rock influence. I got a little prog rock band that I play just for self-indulgence. So, I'm all over the map.
Prog rock. That's a new one. I have not heard prog rock.
It's like Yes and Rush and...
Oh, yeah.
Fish and those type of things, you know.
Yeah, you know, I sense that when I listen to some of your stuff, man. So that's kind of cool because that's a little bit of my background as well. I'm kind of I don't know if I'm a prog rock. I might be kind of a toad rock. But no,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the prog rock is kind of a thing. I don't do that in my country music. My country is a little bit more traditional because I like the old school stuff, you know, the Waylon and Willie type things, Haggard and Jones. But I like to put a new spin on all of it, and it's... You know, it's fun to go out and play in front of people. So,
well, you know, here's the thing, and I'm just going to throw this out there, and I want you guys to, because I just want you to know this, that one of your songs is the most requested song on MusicRanchRadio.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think it's hold on,
country.
Yeah, that's it.
What
yeah.
is it?
If that ain't country.
Oh, well, that's great.
And we get more call-ins, more requests for that song. Here's how it starts. It goes. Who is that guy?
Wow.
Who is that guy? Well, that's Anthony Smith. Where the hell did he come from? So we play it. But we get a lot of requests for all kinds of stuff.
We are making a second record, the first record. Bobby and Terry, who's my producer, is the first thing we've made since I was on Mercury Records and recorded that. And there's been a lot of hype in Nashville about it. And we're just, it's like there's a little turn with some of this more countryer, rootsier type stuff. And I just love it. Just love it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, fire one up for us, buddy.
I'll do a George Strait thing. I heard you playing George Strait when we came in, so I'll play a.
Of course.
Yeah, that's right. That's great.
Yeah, that was actually Corey. Yeah.
Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burned up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos and we roam. Cowboys that like us, sure do have fun. Racing the wind, chasing the sun. I take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries as such for cowboys like us. We're talking about living. Babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lying about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come on and get up and we roam. Cowboys that like us, sure do you have fun racing. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws, out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such for cowboys like us. Have fun. the square one. Today weird as outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries as such for cowboys like us. Cowboys like us.
Man, I'm telling you, I am, I just, now you guys got me in a tither, because I also am a working musician, so I got three gigs this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm down in Billings tonight, and I'm going to miss some of this, and it's driving me crazy, so I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll figure something out. But you guys are just awesome, man. I can't believe the, you know, having you all here at the same time. A lot of talent right here in this here room, and I hope that your finger gets much better.
Oh, 2 more weeks. I feel
like Anthony, anything wrong with you?
Absolutely. I got
this right here, which radio can't see, but I got a toe injury and a shin injury.
He's got a hematoma.
That's my first Montana experience.
That happened here?
That happened here.
Yeah, I was on
at the other station.
Different radio station at 8:30 this morning.
Oh, man.
That's what happens when you get what songwriters up so early to do radio.
And Corey told me he's got a bone in his leg, so he's not doing well either.
Yeah. I actually got one in both legs.
Oh, wow. Oh, you know, I've got blood in me, so there's that.
Let me guess, it was the stairway.
Yes. It was the stairway. It's called flip-flops and stairs.
Yeah. Yes. That's not the stairway to heaven, by the way.
No.
So I thought you'd tell you. Yeah, well, you know, it's a one-level deal here, you know. We still fall. Corey comes in and knocks everything off the wall. Yeah. Falls down. And,
that's it. Of course, after a quarter of makers.
So you guys are, what's your schedule for today?
This is it. I'm turning them loose. Yeah. And I get to relax the rest of the day until
we're just going to hang out at the Ritz-Carlton until showtime.
Yeah.
Oh, are you now?
Yeah. We'll chill.
Down at the Alpine.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Down at Chef Larry's down there, man.
He's taking good care of us.
Yeah.
I'll tell you Larry what, man. That's
very cool.
That is the coolest place around. I'm not kidding you, man.
Those are
the two best hosts. And in fact, we're going to do a little gig for them later on this month. We'll go down there and
we're hoping to get upgraded to the TP. We hadn't worked that out yet, but we're working.
Well, you know, I just had out at Trace's, out at Ranch Road Recording, he's got we call him a lodge. And the reason we call him a lodge is because, guess what? You're in Red Lodge. And there was a whole bunch of them at one point in time, many, many, many years ago. And, you know, I remember the 4th of July rodeo up there at the rodeo grounds when you go by.
They had a rodeo at the rodeo ground?
Well, that's where a good place to have it.
I thought it was on Broadway.
No. But anyway, all those teepees would be all the way to the fence. I mean, you know, that was, you know, everybody participated, so it was a pretty cool deal.
That was during the rodeo?
Yeah.
Cool. See, there's so much tradition that just doesn't happen up here any longer.
Well, you know, when you're a young man like myself.
Right. You know, sing it all.
That microphone's going down on you there, James Dean. Watch out. That thing will bite too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a family show.
Yeah, it is a family show. So, well, man, I appreciate you guys coming in. And, Corey, tell us a little bit about what all the schedule is.
Here's the schedule right here.
Let's do
We're going to have a great time. We're going to enjoy the rest of the day. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to join up at the back room at Pizzico, and we're going to enjoy some food, some drinks, and some great music, just like you heard here.
And so this is kind of a meet and greet kind of a thing, is that it?
Yeah, it's a kind of VIP.
Get up and get a
little elbow rubbing.
Yeah, there you go. And tickets are still available.
It's still available. There's not a lot left for tonight because we sold a bunch yesterday.
All right. Awesome. Well, you
know, we also got a special guest coming tonight, Larry Black. Decided he's
going to
come.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, so, Larry.
So, and he's bringing guests. And
you guys probably all know.
You know,
Larry. Come on down and put him in. What's Larry do?
He does all the homecoming or the
RFD TV.
Larry's Country Down.
Yeah,
Larry's Country Down.
My favorite show.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to get on that show. I love that.
Larry has a home here.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. And we see Larry quite often.
I think he may have had some health issues a while back. I heard it.
This is a weird story, man.
Small world.
So I've owned a Kawasaki dealership for 20 years, and we retired in May 1st. But Larry owns one of my Kawasaki mules. And he actually had himself and the guy from Boot Daddy, and they were on the road up to his house, and they seen some deer or elk or whatever, and Larry backed up and went over the edge and rolled over in this mule, a Kawasaki mule. So that was the health issues.
It was your fault, Jimmy.
You can't admit that on the air.
No.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Thanks, Tony. We'll check you later on that one. No, actually, I wasn't driving, so I guess that's it wouldn't be my fault. But it was just kind of one of them things where it was a real narrow road and off the side of a pretty good...
Were they on the Meteetse? Is that when that happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
Where those folks we met a while ago were going to the Meteetse Trail. So.
And he's got a beautiful place here. I mean, you should... have you got Larry's contact and everything, Corey?
Not yet, but I will have it tonight.
I mean, I'm sure he'd love to have you boys drop by.
Yeah.
He calls it the Legacy, and it looks out over the whole valley. You can see Wyoming from there.
Oh, great.
And, I don't know if you guys have been to Wyoming, but what do you need there?
No, I don't need anything.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, we're on the air, so I hope whoever's trying to call me is listening. Instead of calling me. But anyway, so Larry's going to be there. It's going to be great. And he and his wife, and we're going to have a great time tonight. It's probably going to be short and sweet, about an hour, hour and a half, something like that. And we're just going to wow these people.
Come on, by, we'll fit you in somewhere.
That's exactly right. We'll stand you in the corner.
You'll make it work. Yeah. Well, and I am extremely jealous.
You should be ashamed is what you should be.
I've hung my head for days now. I mean, I'm so low, I got a high jump to get out of a street corner. You know.
There you go. Well, that's true.
That's pretty low.
I've seen that happen.
That's right. I actually have high jumped to get out of a street corner a couple times. Well, I'm not going to tie you guys up because I want you to get out there and enjoy Montana, enjoy Red Lodge. And, I appreciate you guys coming in. Thanks so much. And we'll be seeing you throughout the weekend.
Absolutely.
Trust me. You know, I'm like a bad habit. You can't get rid of me, so.
Well, at least a bad rash.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, we're going to kick it up here, and we're going to do a little Tony Lane to kick it, and then we'll do some Anthony Smith. And, I mean, we got all kinds of stuff going on here right now.
I said I know Trimble Captain out of Galveston, and I've been thinking I'd go down